Several neighboring residents, an area business owner and city staff are opposed to amending the official community plan, OCP, and a rezoning to allow Valare Medical Aesthetics to stay permanently in a converted house in the Crescents area. The Medical Aesthetics Clinic, located at 1677 7th Avenue, has been in operation since 2021 when City Council approved a 3-year temporary use permit to allow the commercial use in a former house zoned urban residential. According to the clinic's website, Valare specializes in cosmetic treatments like Botox injections. On Monday, City Council will consider an application to amend the OCP to change the Crescents Area Homes designation from neighborhood residential to downtown, and rezone the building from urban residential to commercial conversion. Our children see open drug use. In a letter to City Council, 7th Avenue resident and homeowner Bryce Lamont said he's concerned that more businesses in the area could bring downtown problems into his neighborhood. Our children see open drug use, major accumulation of garbage and open, camping, frequently. I am extremely reluctant to support any changes that might take away from any residential areas when we can't even deal with the current situation downtown, and I hope council can recognize that our downtown is in a very serious state of disorder, Lamont wrote. If there was a way to support the current owners with their business venture, without a zoning change, I would 100% support that. However, if it means opening a door to any other business, should they choose to sell in the future, I cannot support the unknown so close to home. Fellow 7th Avenue resident Maureen Massini said in a letter to City Council that there are a number already several businesses operating out of converted homes in the neighborhood. A change to the OCP to accommodate rezoning to C8 Commercial west of Vancouver Street will set a precedent that this neighborhood is open for business and this area will become part of downtown, Massini said. I chose my property several years ago as it had the character and charm of a property I always dreamed of and worked hard with many others to develop the Crescent neighborhood plan to preserve this area and its character. Valare's temporary use permit is valid until July 2024, Massini added, and she urged council to delay consideration of the proposed OCP amendment and rezoning until then. Safer and prettier than downtown, in a letter to council, Tanya Wood, owner of the London Salon and Day Spa, which is located on the same block as Valare, said she chose to locate her business there because it isn't downtown. She was able to rezone her property for commercial use without needing an OCP change, Wood added, and there are plenty of other places where the clinic could relocate without needing an OCP amendment. I purposely chose this area and paid more for it because it was safer and prettier than downtown. I hope the city could focus on making our downtown better before spreading the downtown problems into good areas, Wood wrote. I am very proud of what I have done with my business and my neighbors and customers are very happy too. Changing 7th Avenue to downtown would be a huge mistake and I would consider selling and shutting down my business if it goes through. Like Massini, Wood also urged council to delay a decision on changing the OCP and rezoning until the temporary use permit runs out in 2024, to give neighbors and neighboring businesses time to judge the full impact of the business on the area. In a May 24 report, City Director of Planning and Development Deanna Wozniak said city staff recommend denying the OCP amendment and rezoning, because it doesn't fit with the Crescent's neighborhood plan. City staff also recommended denying the temporary use permit for the business in 2021. The subject property is on the west side of Vancouver Street, mid-block along 7th Avenue within an established residential neighborhood. OCP policy does not support the expansion of non-retail commercial uses to properties westward of parcels along Vancouver Street, Wozniak wrote. Furthermore, the OCP directs commercial and services uses within neighborhoods to collector and arterial streets. While 7th Avenue is classified as a minor collector, the OCP does not designate this road as a corridor intended for commercial and service expansion. An essential service in the community, 17th Avenue resident, Phil Gobby, wrote a letter in support of the rezoning. The current business at this property has been operating for several months and the improvements have enhanced the neighborhood without causing a significant change to the lifestyle of the residential community, Gobby wrote. The only concern I have is that on-street parking for residents during the day has been affected somewhat. Other than he'd like to see the clinic's customers use the parking in the rear of the building, instead of parking on the street, Gobby was in support of the OCP change and rezoning. In a rationale letter in support of their application, Volare owners Dr. Amy Johnson and Mike Davis said the property is a perfect fit and has a beautiful boutique feel to it. For the past 10 years, it has been a dream of ours to operate a local boutique clinic that specializes in medical and dermatological treatments. Currently, due to a void of community dermatologists, patients are typically referred to physicians outside of the community or treated by visiting physicians. For the past 2 years, through her skin clinic, Dr. Johnson has been filling an essential service in the community, Johnson and Davis wrote. We are local investors and entrepreneurs looking to contribute to the economic growth of our city and are passionate to play a part in helping add pride and essential service to our community. The proposed OCP amendment and rezoning will be considered by council, following a public hearing at approximately 7 p.m. on Monday in City Council chambers. The deadline for submitting written submissions to council about the proposal is noon on Monday.